Right now, sunny skies, and it's currently 79 degrees. We're going to take a quick break from the music now to welcome author, and I underline that word, author Penn Ketchum to JTL. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks. Great to be here.
The first, very first time that we met and we worked together, and you tell me it's been now 13 years, which I think is absolutely crazy. I came over to the theater. You had just opened, right?
Right.
Yeah, and Eddie Daniels was with us. He used to work here years ago, and we did a little Kids Cookie Break video tour.
Yeah, it was awesome, because back then, that was still, we had just opened, and when we opened, we had 35mm projectors. So if I remember correctly, we were still showing you and the
yes,
audience the 35mm machines and how that light goes through the film, and we went to digital pretty quickly after that, but it was so cool that we were able to capture that and that you were able to come out and have that as part of the show. It was really neat. I remember that crystal clear, and then what, saw you years later.
Well, I saw you last year at the Celebrity Cow Milking Contest at the Effrita Fair, which you did a great job, by the way, unseen.
Well, let's set the record straight. I was not milking a cow. Anybody who knows me knows that I was not milking that cow. I was doing my best to stay as far away from the cows as possible.
It is so much harder than it sounds or looks.
Crazy. So I'm coming back this year to the Effrita Fair, where I will be reprising my role as MC for the cow milking contest. So
so fun. And that's coming up next week.
Yeah, that's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday night is the cow milking contest.
Yeah, so fun. Well, last year we got to talking about your books, and I said, I had no idea you are an author. Well, I also learned that we were the first, Kids Cookie Break was the very first official media interview you ever did at the theater.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Which
it was a thrill.
I just love that.
Yeah. No, that's an absolute fact. And the crazy thing is, if you Google us Kids Cookie Break, that video is still out there on YouTube.
It's still out there.
If you want to see a funny video.
Okay, that's very scary. And you know, you watch some of those old videos from 13 years ago and you say, boy, quality has changed so much.
Right, right.
You know, just what we can do now. Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. Well, you were telling me about these books and I was very, very interested. And I was shocked to learn that you were an author, and
so was,
you know,
I.
Yeah, I bet. And so we got to talking, and I said, you really need to come on the radio and talk about these. And then when you brought these over the other week, I just love this whole idea. So Psalm 23, in other words, where did this whole idea come from?
Well, it really came to me. It's kind of a funny story. It all started, I was out on a long run. So I've taken up long distance running over the last few years. And one trick that a lot of long distance runners do when they get deep into a run is they sort of try to occupy their brain so you're not thinking about your legs. And so I would often sing songs that I knew all the lyrics to occupy myself. My favorite was Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan, because it's such a long song.
Yeah.
It has a lot of verses.
Yeah.
So then I would start moving over to prayers, and as I would sort of recite those prayers in time with my footsteps, I would think about what the words meant, and I would sort of be reminded of some friends I had who used to fool around and make jokes about, you know, sort of swapping out some of the words. So like, instead of lead us not into temptation, they would say lead us not into Penn Station, you know, just fooling around and being a little bit irreverent. But as I sort of, it began to become like a moving meditation where I would really be lost in these prayers and at times find myself thinking about them using other words. And so one day on a long run, I was running south on Clay Road. I remember exactly where I was. And I challenged myself to see if I could say the Lord's Prayer, the entire prayer, without using any of the original words. And as I did that, it became clear to me that the power of that prayer can really be unlocked by considering some of those words and phrases with more modern words. No disrespect. I'm not trying to rewrite any prayers or anything like that. But just in terms of unlocking some of the power, when you consider some of those prayers using regular words that we use in our daily lives now, it really helps reveal some of the meaning and some of the strength and comfort that can come from these prayers. So then it sort of evolved from there to the idea that, hey, if I put this in writing, I wonder if it would bring, sort of open the prayer to a whole nother audience, maybe of people who are intimidated by church or just uncomfortable in church and they don't like the prayers. But if they can sort of see it dressed in regular clothes and not this, you know, elaborate costumes, then they might be able to tap into some of that strength and comfort, you know. And so that's sort of how the whole thing sort of came to be. And I wrote the book a couple of years ago about the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. And, of course, the book that I'm releasing this week is Psalm 23, in other words, which has been an incredibly powerful experience for me as well.
You mentioned that some people call it the funeral prayer,
right?
Because you often do hear it recited at funerals, and it is a prayer that people reflect on more in times of struggle. I know when I was sick about 6 years ago, dangerously ill and almost lost my life, I did find myself repeating that over and over again. And I love how this is interactive. And I would think, too, it would really get conversations going, because you've designed this book with, as you turn the page, so you have the Lord is my shepherd, and then you have an illustration on the left, the verse on the right, or at least the line from that verse, and then you got us started by, for instance, the Lord is my shepherd, you have protector, our father, leader, my guide, God knows stuff. And then you really encourage other people to take a pen and write their thoughts in the book as well, or give a line to it.
Right. Yeah, I think it's really, you know, on the new book, on the Psalm 23 book, we have these little captions at the bottom of the blank pages encouraging people to write. But then as we get deeper into the book, I sort of make some jokes about, like, you don't have to write, you know what I mean? Like, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun, because I've gotten feedback from people. I had one lady who came to buy a second book because she said, I want to have a book that I can write in and a book that I can just leave in my living room,
funny.
For people to enjoy. And then I've had other people who said, like, oh, I've filled up my whole book and I've really torn it. And then I've had other people say, I won't write in it because it's just,
I respect,
you know,
the book.
Right.
Write in our books. Well, Pat, would you talk a little more about what this verse has meant to you? I know you said that it's really helped you through times of struggle.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really interesting to me. God works in mysterious ways. I mean, that's not news to anybody. And so it's been a tough couple years for me professionally. We've had some real challenges. The movie business has been challenging. And this psalm, this prayer comes into my life at a time when I'm really struggling with a lot of personal issues. And, you know, I realized, well, I thought this was just a funeral prayer, you know, but what the psalm has meant to me is that, no, there's a whole nother realm to it. There's a whole nother level to it. It's not really just about, oh, you're about to die, let me tell you about God. It's more about every day there's a struggle, you know, and it doesn't have to be profound. Sometimes it is profound. Sometimes people are really suffering. And sometimes people are just going through a tough time. Sometimes they're just having a bad day. And I feel like Psalm 23 can really be for all of the above. It's certainly relevant, you know, when you're considering life and death and sort of the heavy stuff. But it's every bit as relevant to just trying to get through, you know, trying to make 2 + 2 = 4, you know, and trying to just make get through your day and pay your bills and get to the end of the month and, you know, have the rent check clear. And I think that those kinds of things are very real. And I think that there's a lot of people who, I would say more than not so, a lot of people who are really suffering and really, you know, finding it lonely in life and finding, you know, that they're in need of some strength and some comfort. And I feel like Psalm 23 is perfect for those days when it's not a great day and when it is a struggle. Mm-hmm. So that's been something that's been honestly very new to me. I never thought of it that way. I always thought of it as the funeral prayer. I sort of glossed right over it because, you know, I'm not on my way to a funeral. So why am I fool around with this thing?
Yeah.
You know,
and for some people, that is when they hear it.
Yeah.
And that's what it makes them think of. Well, we have opportunities to meet you, so tell us all the book signings you have coming up, or maybe the next one where we can come out and get our book signed.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to let everyone know penketchum.com, great website, so they should definitely go there and check that out as well.
Yeah, so the real the book officially launches Thursday night, the day after tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday night, September 19th. And I'm doing an event to benefit the Parish Resource Center. So if you want to go to the Parish Resource Center and go on their website, you can get tickets. Or if you look at Penn Ketchum Author on Facebook, I've been putting links up to tickets there. That's going to be a very personal night for me. I'm going to talk for the first time in public about my journey as a recovering alcoholic and how alcoholism and addiction has influenced me, perhaps for the better, you know, in the long run. Not that I recommend it, but it's sort of something that I feel like I need to come forward and talk about publicly, because I feel as though there's a lot of people who are struggling with it, and I don't want them to sort of go through their life thinking they're the only ones dealing with it. And I don't want anyone to look at me and say, oh, this guy, you know, he's very successful and has this movie theater and everything must just be peaches and cream. Because it's certainly not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky. I'm very happy. I have a wonderful family who I love. And but at the same time, I'm certainly dealing with struggles the same way everybody else is. And I want to talk personally about that. And I want people to hear a little bit about my story. And I feel like I have something to offer in terms of how I find hope and how I find gratitude every single day. I'll give away the end of my presentation. I always talk about people say, oh, your favorite prayer must be the Lord's Prayer, or your favorite prayer must be Psalm 23. Well, my favorite prayer is the most simple prayer, which is just two words, thank you. I think at any given moment you can say thank you, and that just the act of stopping and saying that helps you become aware of so many things that you have to be grateful for. So the big event is Thursday night, September 19th at Parish Resource Center. Those are tickets that you buy to come do that. And each ticket, you get a copy of the book, and it benefits the Parish Resource Center. But I'm also, on a more casual level, going to be at City Gate in Ephrata during Fair Week. During the cow milking contest.
Yeah, no, you can't be there during the cow milking contest.
That's the priority. That's first stop is the cow milking contest. And then on Thursday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., I'll be at City Gate Ephrata. And again, Saturday morning at 10 a.m., this is again during Fair Week in Ephrata. And then I'll also be at the Ephrata Public Library doing a book signing and a short presentation, you know, on October 1st. But I'm also, you know, really looking for and accepting invitations to speak to groups about the book and to do book signings and to do presentations, again, because I feel like I think there's an opportunity to talk about faith, and it's not just for the churchy elite, you know, and that kind of thing. So I feel like I have an obligation to give back and step forward and talk about my experience in the hopes that it can be of some strength and comfort to other people. So that's the plan.
Beautifully said. I love it. So penketchum.com, if people go there, I do see at the very bottom, you have info on public speaking, and they can contact you right through your website. Great. Boy, I wish we had hours and hours to talk. I would love to do an hour talk show. And I think we could do it.
Sign
I think
me
we
up.
Both could talk. But I know a lot of my listeners like music too. I thought it'd be fun to go back to the music here with a couple of songs from faith-based movies, because we do work with you guys, Penn Cinema. We said Penn Cinema in the beginning, did we not? Or maybe I did not. I just assume people know Penn Ketchum and Penn Cinema. but yeah, I can only imagine that was huge.
Yep. And right now we have Overcomer, which is, you know, just, I mean, it's wild to see how successful that movie is. It's really great. Says a lot.
And I have actually a song from that original motion picture soundtrack, Corin Hawthorne, Enough. And I'm thinking it might be a big weekend at Penn Cinema, because it's not necessarily faith-based. Yeah, the music gives it away. Downton Abbey. Are you expecting big crowds for that?
We are expecting it. In fact, we've already pre-sold a bunch, and I was in this morning adding showtimes, adding additional theaters to meet the demand. Downton Abbey is huge. I think it's going to snake
huge.
Up.
It's huge. It will probably be like the best-selling PG movie that is not directed at kids.
For sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Absolutely. It's almost like a franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it. I'm wondering, is that demo going to come out on opening weekend like someone might for a Marvel film?
They absolutely will. We did a sneak peek last Thursday, and we sold out four theaters. Well, we sold out three and added a fourth theater. So that's like Marvel level. Yeah.
That is Marvel level.
Yeah.
Well, my husband's just as into it as I am, and he did say, oh, what are we doing this weekend? We're pretty busy, but let's go Sunday. So, see?
Yep.
We're planning to go opening weekend. Yep. So
it's funny. If you look at the website, you can see, you can just tell using common sense, all the extra shows that, like, if there's an 8 p.m. show and now all of a sudden there's also an 8:15 show, you know, and there's a 7:15 show. Now all of a sudden there's also a 7:30 show.
And that's Penn Ketchum working hard behind
the
scenes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, it's great to see, though, they do let you, you know, leave the movie theater and also, you know, write books and public speak and have a life, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Well, Penn, this has been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
for
much.
Stopping by. PennKetchum.com. And again, tell us one more time where to be Thursday night.
At the Highland Presbyterian Church on Oregon Pike. It's a benefit show for the Parish Resource Center. You get tickets by Googling Parish Resource Center, or look me up on Facebook, Penn Ketchum-author, and I've been posting the link there pretty regularly.
All right, and we'll hear Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine, and Enough from Corinne Hawthorne on the way next.